Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Forgive me if I'm about to say something that offends you, because my intention isn't to call you out, it's to be transparent. Some of you keep saying, I'm thinking of taking the CAPM. And I need to be honest, if you're still thinking, you're not really committed. And I know that because I used to be you. And if I'm really truly being transparent, family, I am still you. Fighting for what I set out to accomplish. Yes, I have my CAPM, but there are new journeys, new paths that I'm on. I remember when I said that same thing, you know, I'm thinking about taking my CAPM. I told anyone at work who would listen that I was going after my CAPM. It sounded good. Matter of fact, it even felt good. And it kind of looked good, by the way. But here's the truth. I wasn't moving any closer. My plan had me. I definitely didn't have my plan. I was interested, but I was not committed. And therefore, I had no CAPM certification to show for it. That's when I got a aha, that gut punch where you realize you've been busy looking committed, but not actually executing. And that's why I'm challenging you. Matter of fact, I'm challenging me. No. I'm challenging us, because comfort won't earn you a CAPM, only execution will. Principle number one, execute in silence. Let success make the noise. Talking about your goals gives you the illusion of progress without any results. Silence forces you to work, because the only proof comes from outcomes. Why is this important? Employers don't care how much you've planned, how much you've studied. They only care if you are certified. Experiment with these actionable tips. Stop announcing deadlines until they're met. Next one, treat completed milestones like deliverables. And the next one, share your success only after passing. Here's my professional insight. Silence builds credibility. When results speak, people listen. And once you stop announcing and start producing, you'll see what it really means to earn respect. Because at the end of the day, people respect outcomes, not reasons. Principle number two, people respect outcomes, not reasons. You can have all the reasons in the world for not studying, but excuses don't change the CAPM exam results. Why is this important? The CAPM shows up after your name. No one asks why you almost didn't take it. They respect that you pushed through, you grinded through, you made the decision, not the choice, to sit down and get prepared and to really make things happen. Experiment with these actionable tips. Change out I couldn't with I choose not to. And what I mean by that, I choose not to allow distractions to get in my way. I choose not to find a reason not to do what I said I wanted to get to actually accomplish. Next one, measure output, meaning chapters, quizzes, instead of the actual effort. And the last and final one, cut excuses at the root by asking, does this reason that I'm about to justify produce the actual outcome that I'm looking for? See, family, no one hires reasons. They hire outcomes. And if outcomes are what really matters, then it's time to stop looking at everyone else's lane. You need to run your own race. I like that, family. Principle number three, run your own race. Comparison is a waste of energy. Your CAPM is your own race, not theirs. See, I used to be guilty of that. You know what I used to do? If I'm going to be transparent with you, family, I would go and look in these particular boards where they talked about how per se that they passed the cap M in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, or, you know, it only took them a month. And I'm like, what am I doing wrong? I'm committed. I'm not interested. I'm dedicated. I'm not just thinking about it. I have made the decision, not the choice. And I'm still not where they are, but I realize something. Some will pass in 3 months, some even 9, but the finish line is the same. I love that, because when you cross the finish line, meaning you have those letters behind your name, those 4 letters, C, A, P, M, it makes no difference how long it took you to get there because you crossed the finish line. So experiment with these actionable tips. Customize your study plan around your lifestyle. Next one, track progress against your own benchmarks. And if you do anything else, please avoid forums and groups that fuel comparison over accountability. You want to find an accountability group versus a comparison group. What is the difference, ED? See, a comparison group is telling you how fast they were able to get it. Accountability group, ooh, I like this, is about to get good to me, family, is that the accountability group is saying, hey, John, did you study today? And if you did, what chapter did you study? In the CAPM outline, tell me which part that you studied. That's accountability. Here's my professional insight. Passing late is still passing. The market only sees the credentials, but I know what you're thinking. And if you're truly running your own race, you realize that there's never a perfect time to starting. You'd probably be right. That's why you have to stop waiting for perfect conditions. Principle number 4, stop waiting for perfect conditions. Waiting for the right moment is procrastination disguised as preparation. Why is this important? Life won't pause for you to get comfortable. The only time you have is what you decide to control, not choose to control, but decide to control today. So experiment with these actionable tips. Start with 15 minutes, even on those busy days. Next one, use small windows, meaning when you're on your way commuting back and forth to work, or you have those breaks, a lunch break or any type of break, this is when you should be looking at your flashcards or listening to episodes like this, or basically making that commitment to your CAPM study time. And the last and final one, block study time like a meeting. Here's my professional insight. Momentum doesn't require perfect. It requires just getting started. And once you get started, you'll notice the world throws every kind of distraction at you. That's why you must destroy distractions before they hinder your progress. Principle number 5, minimize distraction before they minimize your progress. I like that one. See, distractions cost you twice. You lose focus and you lose time. Why is this important? You can't expect focus on exam day if you never train focus in practice. Experiment with these actionable tips. Put your phone in another room, or my favorite, as I always share with you, put your phone in do not disturb when you're studying. Next one, study in a dedicated distraction-free spot. And the last and final one, use noise cancellation tools or ambient sounds. Here's my professional insight. Your competition isn't smarter. It's just more focus. That's it. And when you eliminate distractions, failure stops being a fear and starts being feedback. That's how you learn to fail small and learn fast. Principle number 6, fail small, learn fast. Small failures in practice prepare you for success in the real exam. This is important, family, because the more mistakes you uncover early, the less likely you are to repeat them when it truly counts and matters. Experiment with these actionable tips. Take practice exams early. Next one, log every mistake as a lesson, again, as a lesson behind it. And the last and final one, review weak spots immediately. Here's my professional insight. Fail now when it's free, so you don't have to fail later when it's going to cost you something. And you ask yourself this question. When you rack up those lessons from those small failures, you'll discover something powerful. Results don't care about comfort. Principle number 7, results. Man, they don't really care about your comfort. Again, results don't care about comfort. Comfort says you've done enough. Outcome demands more. The exam doesn't ask if you were tired. It asks, did you know the answer? Why is this important? On exam day, comfort doesn't answer question. It only test your knowledge. Experiment with these actual tips. Push through 10 extra minutes of fatigue you may have. Challenge yourself. Maybe start with 5, maybe start with 2, but continue to gradually go up. Next one. Tie discomfort to a reward. Again, tie discomfort to a reward. Earn your comfort after work. And the last and final one, keep your why and how come front and center of your studying. Here's my professional insight. Comfort is temporary. Outcomes are permanent. And the truth leads us to the harder reality. Effort isn't enough. Only execution is. Principle number 8, your effort isn't enough. Your execution is. Studying long hours is useless if you're not studying the right way. Execution beats effort every time. Why is this important? The CAPM test application, not time spent reading. This is why I always recommend getting the CAPM content outline, mirroring against whoever your trainer or whatever materials you're studying from, because that should align with that information. Experiment with these actionable tips. Use active recall daily. Practice without notes. Next one. Simulate time exam conditions weekly. Spend more time on weak areas, not your favorite ones, but always make sure you go back and address your strong areas as well, because you don't want to get so focused on your weak areas that now they're strong and then the strong areas become weak. So you want to have a balance. Next thought here. Here's my professional insight. Efforts make you tired. Execution makes you certified. And this is what we're going for. Would you mind if I overdeliver? If so, then execution facing tough truths, because to grow, you must replace comfort questions with hard questions. Here's the bonus principle for today. Principle number 9, replace comfort questions with hard questions. Easy questions feel good, but they don't expose your gaps. Hard questions are where growth lives. This is important, family, because if you always chase comfort, you will prep for an exam that you are not ready for. Experiment with these actionable tips. Begin each session with your weakest topics. Next one. End each study block with 5 challenging practice questions. And the last and final one, do a weekly review. Did I chase comfort or did I chase growth? I like that. Here's my professional insight. Easy questions build ego. Hard questions build readiness and being prepared for the CAPM exam. And that's where it all comes full circle. Comfort won't earn you a CAPM, only execution will. If you stayed this long, I truly appreciate it, because the CAPM isn't about how many people you told, how pretty your study plan looks, or how comfortable you fell along the way. It's about execution. It's about silence over talking, outcomes over reason, hard over easy. You already know what comfort feels like. It's time you found out what outcomes feel like. The question is simple. Are you going to keep chasing comfort, or are you ready to step up and claim your CAPM? If you're new to the episode, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, that just simply means it. Until next time.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.